Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on this getaway Friday night. Friday, July the 28th, 2023. Last Friday in the month of July, 15 minutes past the hour, and it is Friday Night Live. We've got Matt Morgan, Sean Kraft here, and sitting in this week with us, Pastor Craig, host of his own show every Friday morning from 11:15 a.m. until 12 p.m., and also co-host with Matt and I of the Exchange Club on Friday morning. And we had a great Exchange Club this morning.
We did.
And I should have turned your mic on. Now let them know. We did. We had a great show this morning. It was a lot of fun, and I think we got through the whole Jason Aldean controversy.
I think we've put that to rest.
Thank God we put that thing to rest. But
oh, I didn't get to hear it. Tell me.
No. We can't go back and rehash that whole thing. We took 45 minutes earlier going through that thing.
Go to the archive page.
Yeah, go to the archive page. You can catch the whole story again.
You don't have my mic on, do you?
Your mic's on.
Okay.
All right. Woo! We're off to a rocky start here tonight. You know what? We need to hear from Barbara Walters. I think that's what would calm this thing down and put us back in the right proper area. Barbara, take it away.
For all intents and purposes, I'm Barbara Walters, and you're listening to Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1. Back to the show.
Thank you, Barbara. Like I said, for years and years, that's all you Downs did on Friday night during 2020. Barbara would go out and get presidents and movie stars and whoever was killing. I mean, she had the Menendez brothers, Monica Lewinsky, and you Downs would sit there at the anchor desk, and when she was done with these hour-long reports, he'd say, "Very interesting, Barbara. Thank you, Barbara." And that would be the end of the show, and he made millions of dollars riding Barbara Walters' coattails on 2020 for years and years. So we like to pay homage to my friend Barbara, and also my friend U Downs was on this station many, many times, an Ohio boy.
I didn't know he was an Ohio boy.
Yeah, from Lima, don't call it Lima, Ohio. You never ate Lima beans.
Now did you?
That's the joke. Phyllis Diller and U Downs, both from, and Bud Collins, all from Lima. All were guests of mine.
Phyllis Diller.
I can see the... Did I say Phyllis Diller?
Did you say Phyllis Diller?
Are you paying attention to the show?
I guess not. I think I'm supposed to zone
let's
out.
Let's go back and... Let's start the list again. U Downs, Phyllis Diller, Bud Collins. All from Lima, Ohio.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
Phyllis Diller.
Scott, did you know Phyllis Diller was false?
Was Phyllis Diller from Lima?
Exactly.
I didn't know she was... Matt, did you know about Phyllis Diller?
I don't know who...
Don't say it.
Any of those
don't say it. Don't say it. Don't say it.
Not a single one of those people rings a bell.
Well, Google it, man. Come on. I know they're no young gravy, but what can we do? Okay, by the way, we do have tickets to the Ohio State Fair here tonight. We've got, Third Eye Blind's done. They're performing even as we speak down at the Ohio State Fair. We sent people to that concert. We've got Casting Crowns on Monday. We have got Keith Sweat tomorrow night and Young Gravy on Sunday. So if you're interested in a pair of tickets to the Ohio State Fair, give us a buzz, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. We would love to hear from you, and we would also love to hear from our good friend George
Pierce. PS-117.
Here we go. Give it to us.
Cheer for 117. Our school is always supreme. Loyal sons of liberty, marching along to victory. Our standards are ever high. We will always reach towards the sky. We will always stand right by good old 117.
Say what you will about George Kasotis. He's a legendary restaurateur, raconteur here in the Marion area. He turns 91 years old in the month of August. He can still belt out a tune.
Amen.
Oh, he's a wonderful man. Yeah. Wonderful. We're going to bring him in here some Friday night and add him to the group. He would not shut up.
No, he wouldn't.
No, he would. And we don't want him to shut up because we love his entertainment quality. And I'll just tell him to wear the tuxedo, and he'll be right here. George knows how to dress, does he not, Sean?
The black one.
The black one. The tuxedo.
He wore the blue one last time.
He wore a blue sports coat. He didn't have a tuxedo on.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we love the tuxedo. You ever met George, Matt?
Yeah, I met him at the fair.
Yeah, were you at the fair?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you know Phyllis Diller is from Lima?
I still don't know.
Still don't know that.
I don't know who that is.
Hugh Downs is from Lima.
Hugh Downs from Lima?
I did see Hugh Downs.
Bud Collins.
Yeah, Bud Collins.
The pants. The funny pants tennis announcer. And of course, we have one more here as we go through our sound effects.
Yeah!
There, my favorite. Larry Barnett.
Yeah!
That's Larry Barnett doing "You're out, Major League umpire, you're out." I like that one, don't you?
Yeah, that's Phyllis Diller.
What are you doing, Matt?
He's playing on his
phone. I had to figure out who Phyllis Diller was.
He had to look up Phyllis Diller.
He had to look up Phyllis Diller?
He has no idea.
I had to look up Hugh Downs, too.
What'd you figure out? These people are friends of mine. They're both dead, but they're friends.
Hugh Downs is an American broadcaster.
Yes, he was.
Phyllis Diller is a comedian.
The first female comedian ever to do it solo.
I did not know that.
That's like saying, you know, Neil Armstrong is an astronaut. Phyllis Diller is more than a comedian.
Yeah, she set the standard with the fright wigs and the whole thing. I mean, and she used to come on my show constantly because we made friends.
Nice.
Yeah.
Is that what the hair was in the picture?
I could see how impressed you were by that. Yeah. That's what you said. Yeah. Yeah. And Hugh Downs used to come on a lot.
Nice.
Oh, okay. Well, now we're moved up from yeah to nice. Yeah. All right. This show's going very well so far. I feel it really has a tone tonight, a center. You know what we need? We need something upbeat. And there's only one upbeat thing. Are you praying?
No.
Is that what that was?
I know you're going to play.
By the way, we've got some top 10 lists coming up later on tonight. Get ready. Here it comes. I know you love this. We get requests for this all week long.
Every day I wake up, pour myself a cup of that rich Folgers aroma, the best part of waking up. It's the doo-wop, doo-wop in all I do. The mountain goat aroma always coming through. Always coming through. Oh, the best part of waking up is Folgers in your cup. Now I'm right in harmony with that doo-wop, doo-wop ditty. Whoa, one more cup and it's a hoo-wop, shoo-wop for me.
You know, I've said it once, I'll say it again. They're just too happy about coffee.
I'd like to see Young Gravy do that.
Yeah, could Young Gravy do that song, redo the Folgers song? That's Rockapella, by the way, doing the Folgers commercial. I don't know what year that's from, but boy, that's exciting.
Yeah.
I don't think so. He doesn't do much like actual singing. Usually there's like usually it's like music.
Young Gravy?
Yeah, usually
now explain
like
to Sean who Young Gravy. I bet he doesn't know.
I don't know Young Gravy.
He's a rapper.
Oh, really?
Yep. He's got a song called C'est La Vie. It's pretty good. I like C'est La Vie. He's got a song called Oops.
Oops.
Yep.
Are you impressed?
Huh.
Yeah. You're about as impressed as he was about Phyllis Diller.
No, it's not huh, it's oops.
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 C'est La Vie. We better check and make sure the drum roll's there tonight, too, because we do have top 10 lists coming up later on this program. It's always good to make sure the drum roll's there. We had a good top 10 list earlier. Oh, there it is. The drum roll is intact. All right. Now, our first topic tonight has to do with our big event here on Monday. And if you haven't heard, I don't know why you haven't, because we got a big event coming up on Monday morning. This station will be the first station to broadcast from the Mary Ellen Withrow Museum, housed in the Marion County Historical Society here in Marion. From 8 to 10 Monday morning, I'll be broadcasting live from the museum with Mary Ellen Withrow. Then from 9 to 10, I'll be joined live in the museum by the former governor of Ohio, the man of which the Celeste Center is named after, where all these shows go on at the Ohio State Fair. Governor Dick Celeste will be with me live at the Mary Ellen Withrow Museum from 9:15 to 10 a.m. talking about his new book, An Unvarnished Account of My Life in Public Service in the Heart of It All. From 10 to 10:30, he and Mary Ellen Withrow will reunite with me on the air, first time in probably more than 30 years. She became treasurer of the state the same year that he became governor of the state. They will reunite. They used to get together every week in his office to discuss things. They're going to reunite on the air to talk about Issue 1 and their careers together from 10 to 10:30 on Monday morning. And then at 10:30, you can come over to the Historical Society, get a copy of Dick Celeste's book. He'll autograph it for you, take a picture with you. Mary Ellen will be there giving free tours of her museum, self-guided tours from Mary Ellen Withrow at the museum, 10:30 to 11 a.m. Monday morning, and get a picture with Mary Ellen, maybe one with Mary Ellen, the governor, and you. That's a big morning on Monday, is it not, Matt?
Of course it is.
And you'll be there.
I will be there.
And Pastor Craig, you're excited?
I'm excited.
Is that not a big... I mean, what station has events like that going on?
I don't know of another one.
They're not in business.
Right.
And I've got, the book is rather large. I've got it in my hand here. The Dick Celeste book is close to 400 pages. It's over 340 pages. Now, the reason I bring this book up tonight, because we don't do current events on this show, but one thing about this book, the subtitle, the title of the book is In the Heart of It All, but the subtitle is An Unvarnished Account of My Life in Public Service. Now, I'm not going to give the details yet, but I will tell you, I got an advanced copy of this book, and it's very candid. It's very tell-all. You learn things about Dick Celeste in this book that maybe you would not guess Dick Celeste did or knew. I mean, he tells it all. And you'll learn about that Monday morning when we speak to Mr. Celeste, Governor Celeste, face-to-face. But the point is do you tell it all? Because I brought this up, because, you know, I have a book, and I don't know if I should tell it all, because I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings, but Governor Celeste did, so maybe this was a sign to just tell it all and let the chips fall where they may.
I think most people would not do a tell-all book, but actually I think if the person has the personal strength to take whatever criticisms or embarrassment might come from it, a tell-all good is important from the stand fact that it lets you see that this is somebody who's in public service, was governor of Ohio. He's a real live person too, and has the struggles and the problems and the issues that everybody else has.
But the things he writes about in here could have an impact on his family. Now, I think that's interesting that he just let it rip. And I feel that's really what you should do.
Right.
I mean, I think if it's your story, tell it. What do you think, Sean?
Yeah, I think so. I think if you have nothing, you know, people that have nothing to hide, hide nothing. So, there you go.
Well, but see, but it's not a... I think you're not hiding anything, but will it hurt somebody else is the question. Even though you're telling the truth, even though it's the way it is, will it hurt somebody else?
Well, it shouldn't matter.
Well, I don't know about that.
You know, there are some things that, you know, would be very, that would be personal to him, but, you know, it could hurt a wife, his wife, or children, or grandchildren, to have that out in the public.
Right, and I think that becomes the point. Now, I don't have anything near what Dick Celeste has in his book, but, you know, there are instances and things that I've been through with people that maybe people don't know about, and I think if you're telling a life story, here's the problem I have. I'll just bottom line this. I don't think it should be great, 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 because then it looks like your life has just been great. And everything's phony. I don't think that's necessarily the truth, and I think that's probably what Governor Celeste is saying. Hey, I've had a great life. I was governor. I almost ran for president. These are the things I did when I was governor that I'm very proud of, but I also had a personal life. And sometimes that wasn't the best. So, you know.
And really, you know, most people, if they were, you know, if they took an account of everything, most people are going to have something in their personal life.
But that's what people do in books, is they only put the good in there, and they don't tell the bad. And unfortunately, the bad does involve other people sometimes, and I think you have to name them. Don't you think, Matt?
Yeah. I think if somebody has done something, like, you mean by bad, you mean like to wrong you?
Well, it could be wronging you, or maybe you wrong them, or maybe it's just something that people didn't know about that person.
I mean, that's fair. I think people have the right, like I think people deserve to know.
I think we should tell the truth.
Yeah.
Don't you think, Sean?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Okay, so when the book is written, put it all in there. And if people don't like you afterwards, what can you do?
Let the chips fall where they may.
You know, you cannot put, and I'm going to ask Dick Celeste about that, because I'm one of the things, it's not just what he writes about in here being so candid, but I'm going to ask if anybody's gotten angry about the things he's written in this book, which I think are fascinating.
How long has that book been available to the public?
Oh, I don't even think it's a year yet.
Okay.
It's fairly new. That's why he's doing book signings right now. So, you're getting it here in Marion, and Dick Celeste was a very popular governor here in Ohio. So, we'll have that. Monday morning. You're not going to want to miss that for love nor money. Now, next week, we also have another big event coming up on Wednesday. Wednesday is the 100th anniversary of the death of President Warren G. Harding. 100 years, a centennial. And on that morning, I'll have an exclusive interview on this show, the only interview he's doing on this, with the grandson of President Warren G. Harding. Jim Blessing will be on with me from 8:15 to 9 a.m. on the 100th anniversary of his grandfather. And then, from 9:15 till noon that day, we will have President Harding himself in the studio. And you're not going to want to miss that for love nor money, because he's going to tell you about his final trip and what happened and his presidency and the whole thing. President Harding live in the studio with me Wednesday on the centennial from 9:10 until 12 noon. Now, Matt, you'll be here for that as well.
I will.
Are you excited? You're finally going to meet President Harding after all this time.
After all this time.
Do you see the length people go to come on my show? They get up out the grave and come on over.
I'm surprised Matt's going, I don't know who he is.
Yeah, Matt's probably, he doesn't know. You'll probably have to Google him during
Harding?
The break. Yeah,
I
who's
know
who's that?
Harding is.
Who's Harding? An American politician? Is that who he is?
Did he write a book?
What was he? What do you think, Sean? We got a big week here next week.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty huge.
We're reuniting a treasurer of the United States and a former governor on Monday, broadcasting live from a museum that's never been broadcast from. And then on Wednesday, we're celebrating the centennial of a president by interviewing his grandson, the only interview he's doing, and having the man himself in the studio. That's why this station is number one.
That's right.
Booking those interviews.
You're doing as much as the city of Marion's doing to remember the president.
Well, but you know that's a short race to win, honestly. Because what I did hear that they were doing something today. What are they doing?
Wednesday night at 7 o'clock at the Harding Museum and Presidential Library, they're having a presentation of the last few days of Harding's life, the medical problems that he had, how the doctors treated him, what Mrs. Harding did and didn't do, and then they're going to go over some of the conspiracies, theories surrounding Harding, and which ones are true and which ones are fictions. So they have a historian and the director of the Presidential Library and another individual that are like presenting this information.
But they don't have the grandson.
That's right.
And they don't have him.
And they didn't tell anybody that there was a wreath laying 2 weeks ago.
And I'm going to have the man here. Me and the man going one-on-one. I think it's high time. 100 years.
Yeah.
You know? You've met President Harding, haven't you, Sean?
I have.
He's a nice man, isn't
nice
he?
Man. Yep.
He only gets here every so often. You know, he's over there on Delaware Avenue in the grave, and he'll get up for me every so often and come on over and do a show, and I appreciate that. You'll see the pictures, folks. You think I'm kidding? We'll take pictures, will we not?
We will.
Take a video. We'll take a little cell phone video of this man.
We will do it.
Do you have a Harding song you would like to sing, Matt? Since you know the man so well?
No.
We've
I don't know. I don't know any. I don't know a Harding song.
We've got a jingle, though, right, for this station.
We do.
Let's hear
it. Jingle. WWGH, the Marion, Ohio Talking Place. Any topic, we don't care. We will discuss it while on air.
I love that, don't you?
He sounded kind of like Young Gravy.
Was that Young Gravy? Is that a new Young Gravy song? I like that, and we're going to get somebody to sing that who's really got some talent.
George Kasotis.
Oh, George could whip that up.
George
will do anything.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He'll probably even come up with his own second verse.
We'll get him in the tuxedo, and you can even tape him doing that. I bet that'll set our Instagram right afloat.
Yeah, probably.
We're known for our 90-year-olds here on the station. Once we get them up in 90, then we really go head-to-head with anybody.
So the future looks bright for
you. Oh, man. Well, we got a dead man coming in on Wednesday. Passing away doesn't mean you're done with this station. It just means you keep on coming back. I think Florence Harding, though, should have a statue in this town. And so should President Harding. There's no statue. And I believe, with all the talk about statues, I believe Warren G. Harding should have a statue. And the fact that we're not dedicating it on the 100th anniversary of his death is a shame, in my opinion. What do you think, Sean?
Oh, I think Donald Trump should have one in Marion.
Now, what did that have to do with the question that I'm not talking about Donald Trump?
No, I'm
talking about Warren Harding.
I just say Donald Trump should have one here.
Why? Okay. He's not from here.
No, but I did.
He's not from here. We're talking about a president that was from here.
And at the 100th anniversary of his death.
I mean,
Why don't you just have 45 statues of all the presidents here?
I think it'd be great, actually. Okay. But
start with Warren Harding.
Donald Trump in the front.
I should call Mary Ellen up and see what she thinks about all that. I'm going to send Governor Celeste and Mary Ellen over to your house. Tender that opinion to them. All I'm saying is that I don't know why we don't have a statue
of
the man. Shouldn't we?
I would think so.
I would think so.
I mean, you'd almost think it's a given that Marion, Ohio would already have a statue for President Harding.
Can you imagine his book? I'm not giving away what Dick's...
President Harding wasn't really from Marion.
No, he's from Blooming Grove, but he made his bones here.
Yeah. I mean, he had the news. He owned the newspaper and all that. So
he lived here when he ran for president.
Right,
his political career started here.
I mean, that's always his birthplace was.
And how did that happen?
You both went over there.
I drugged you over there.
Oh, you did. You did drug me over there.
Like, Blooming Grove's an interesting place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you been there?
Yes, I have.
Have you been to Blooming Grove, Matt?
I have not.
Oh, we'll have to do it sometime.
I'm down.
All right. Well, you're down. Okay, we'll head on over to Blooming. I'm telling you, it's not as exciting as it sounds. There's a flagpole.
And a little...
And a plaque. A historical marker.
Yeah.
The house is gone.
So it's just like a place marker now?
Pretty much like a place marker.
Yeah, but it's a very happening place.
Yeah.
You know, I think I felt his presence there the other day.
What'd you feel?
I just felt like
Did he touch your leg? Huh? I know he touched a lot of people's legs in his life. I laughed there for a second.
In the closet.
Yeah, he was in the closet. President Harding spent a lot of time in the closet. And he wasn't in the closet for the reason a lot of people are in the closet. He was in the closet for a whole different reason. You know, I just can't even. Now, Nan Britton, she wrote the tell-all book. Now, there was somebody who wrote a tell-all book about a president. And you got to think, Nan Britton had just, you know, he had just been president within the preceding 15 years when she wrote this tell-all book about President Harding and her having...
A relationship.
A relationship. That's what you'd call it. And those were in the 30s and the 40s. You know, those were very pristine times. People didn't talk about that in those days.
And she wrote
a dirty
book
old man, wasn't he?
What? Did I hear that through my headphone right? What did you say?
He was a dirty old man.
Okay, there you go. Well, as long as we celebrate the man on Wednesday. Why would you say that of the man?
Because he was. He had a lot of affairs that people didn't know about. Kids. He had a kid.
He did have a kid?
Yes.
A lot of people have kids out of wedlock.
But you know, he lied about it for all those years.
He died.
Well, what he knew about it before he died?
Only a few years. I imagine the reason he died was the stress on his heart. I mean, gosh, he was a very busy man. Very, very busy.
And on top of all that, he had a country to run.
And he did that on the side. That was like his part-time job, was taking care of the country. And he was married to a rough woman. She was a little wet behind the ears, from what I understand. Florence Harding, apparently, she could raise the dead.
Oh, I met her.
That's true. You get Florence Harding. Well, let's bring that up on the anniversary. How did you meet Florence Harding? Let's hear about that.
Met her in Cleveland.
She hangs out in Cleveland these days.
Sure does.
Yeah. She's been dead about 95 years, but she's up in Cleveland.
Did you go up to a seance up there or something?
Oh, no. We actually saw her at the Rock and Roll.
Florence Harding's at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, just going around,
just rocking the walls.
So, what is your what was the circumstance under which you met Florence Harding?
What was the circumstance? Like how? Or?
Yeah, how?
Well, because you interviewed her.
There you go. Once again, somebody got up out the grave. I couldn't do it in Marion. I had to have her come to Cleveland.
A man dressed up like a woman.
Will you stop?
It was.
Listen, you're desecrating the presidency of Warren Gamaliel Harding. People's glasses are coming off here. I was hoping this wouldn't happen. We'll never be allowed to go in the Harding home again. This might be the last show we ever do.
True or false?
What?
It was a man dressed up like a
woman. I didn't look under the dress.
No, you could tell, though.
I don't know about that.
Plus, I mean, she got fired.
Listen, here's what I know happened.
Fired from what? He can't play her anymore.
Well, I don't know that there's any rule on that.
No, but he's not doing it anymore.
Well, I don't know what he'd, honestly. I haven't spoken since then.
Yeah. Who fired her? Well, the company, right? The company won't...
Well, he worked for the First Ladies Museum. Now, he was let go from that job.
Yeah.
Okay.
She did not like men. I read her diary at the First Ladies Museum, and she was a little rough on the men. I wonder why.
You think she wanted in it? Never mind.
No, go ahead. Why stop now? Go ahead. What else you got? Throw it out there.
You think she was a transgender?
There you go. Florence Harding was a transgender. Put that on the front page of the Marion Star.
Are you talking about the real Florence Harding, or are you just talking about the person that played?
The person that played.
Okay.
This is a First Lady of the United States of America who we want to erect the statue.
Honestly, this person actually looked just like Florence Harding, didn't he?
Really? If you take the picture, I mean, it's...
Yeah. Scary.
Oh.
Yeah.
And I that was one of my... We played that on the station many, many times. It's a wonderful interview. I mean, this person was Florence Harding.
I'll be honest with you, Scott. The very first time I listened to this station was when you were playing that interview you had done with them. Honest.
Now, wasn't it fascinating?
It was, because it took me a couple minutes to realize what was actually going on. Because it was my first time to listen to the station.
Is he interviewing Florence Harding?
I mean, like... How could this be?
Yeah. But it sounded, and I have pictures from that thing I'll show sometime. This was Florence Harding, and when you sat there, no joke, you felt like that you were interviewing Florence Harding. Because
he let
that's
me in there with that thing. And I didn't know what to do. I was like,
well. We might be closing up early here tonight. I don't know if we're going to make it 2 hours, to be honest with you.
Can we lose our FCC license again?
Did you save all this for the 100th anniversary of the man's death?
That's what I did, I guess. No, I'm just saying, dog.
What's your question?
No, my question is, you left me in there with him, whatever.
Yeah, I had to go put on my sports coat.
It was so awkward. I never really did a research on Florence Harding. I did it on Harding when I was in school, but I never did it on Florence. So I didn't know what to talk about for this person. It was like deer in the headlights.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, you and Angie just took off running.
Well, I apologize that there was some kind of an issue that night.
That's all right.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
Yeah.
What, you couldn't say hello? How are you? How's the weather?
He was deaf.
Okay, well, all kinds. Well, then what are you worried about?
I didn't know what to say. You know, he was kind of deaf.
You know, he heard me okay. I don't think he ever asked to be repeated a question.
No.
No.
But he was...
But this was Florence Harding, you know, and it was bizarre at one point, because I really felt at one point, because there were no notes, and it, you know, it's kind of like Kevin Warren Harding in here on same thing. Looks like him, notes. Like, it's scary.
Yeah.
Why don't other people do things like this?
Now, the impersonator of Harding that comes in here is awesome. He nails it every time.
But what do you have then against Florence Harding?
Yeah, because it sounds like he nailed it.
Well, I just think it should be a woman playing that part, not a man.
Well, you know, this is the 2000s. What are you going to do? I don't have any problem. It's acting, as far as I'm concerned.
So you never approved of, like, Sandy Duncan playing Peter Pan?
No, I'm not saying... I just don't think he played her 100%. I mean, he sounded like her, but there's some flaws.
Oh, I did not... What flaws did you see?
I don't know. I just saw...
I didn't think anybody could look more like Florence Harding than that person did.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know. Maybe I was looking at it differently, but...
Well, I think where we started was, should there be a statue of Florence Harding and Warren G. here in Marion?
Wow, we traveled all the way to that.
I don't think so, no.
I got vertigo after that one.
No, I don't think so.
You don't think you should?
No.
Why would
he was not a very good president.
By the way, callers, you can let us know your opinion as well. 740-383-9944. Okay.
He was not a very good president. That's subjective. This is the city that President Harding is from.
Not really. Bloomingdale.
Well, you
well I'll tell you what. There is not going to be a statue of him in Blooming Grove. They don't even have a. They don't even have a city. They don't even have a village there. I mean, it's an unincorporated, you know, speck on the map.
That's true. You're
so,
right.
So you're not going to have a statue in Blooming Grove.
You know, but I bet if anybody burned a flag in Blooming Grove,
nobody'd know.
I don't know. It's a nice flagpole they have there with the flag on it.
I mean, there's what? There's like 10 houses in Blooming Grove.
Yeah, but it's a nice little area. You know, just the wind whistles through there. I can see why you'd have a president from there. Yeah. So you don't know statues. That's where we are. Okay.
But, well, I disagree.
Yeah.
You should have a statue to honor the president, whether you personally thought he was a horrible president or a great president or a whatever. You should have a statue to honor.
Why are we taking all these other statues down? We take a lot of these other statues been up for like at least 100 years. And I think it's ridiculous. I mean,
I'm going to let the pastor field that in a second. But Matt, what do you think? A statue of President Harding in Flow or not?
I think so.
Okay. Where should we put it?
I think we should put it probably like either on the like the Harding Memorial somewhere, around the Harding Memorial, or like somewhere like around the Harding home.
You know, I think it should be downtown near where his Marion Star was. Because he was a newsman. He's the only president who was in journalism, which I like.
Where's the building now, or what is the building now where the Marion Star was at the time that he...
I believe Center. I believe it's down on Center. The original building's gone.
Right.
But yeah, I think it was one of the buildings down. It's down near where we used to be when we were in the Ohio Health Building.
Okay.
All right. So you want to field his tearing the statues down? We shouldn't put any new ones up. Idea.
I thought we were going to keep it light tonight.
Well, this is fairly light, I think, because we're talking about Harding. I think that's right.
No, I think we shouldn't tear statues down, but I think we should be always open to putting up new statues. And I think the President Harding statue, I think it's long overdue. I really do think it's long overdue. Yeah.
What statues have we taken down in Marion?
No, we don't. We really don't have too many statues in Marion.
Do we have any statues in Marion? I think the soldier. Don't we have him over there in Veterans Park? And I believe that's it.
There's a couple of them in the graveyard, but...
Yeah, but I mean, outside of the cemetery, I don't think you have any.
I don't know. You know, we really should have a statue. Somebody should commission that. And we need also a statue of Mary Ellen Withrow. She certainly deserves it.
I do agree with that one. I do believe that we have a Mary Ellen Withrow. Because, I'll tell you why.
Oh, he threw his finger up there. You see that? I wish you were in the studio. Because, and the finger came up. Okay, go ahead.
No, I wasn't trying to be mean.
No, that's good. I liked it. No, it's passion. That's what we want on this show.
No, it's because she, look what she accomplished. She accomplished from ground up. She went from the school board. She went from to the
treasurer,
and plus she did the license bureau.
Yeah,
she did that. So she went to state.
But why not the president?
Yeah,
and
because
the first lady.
Because Mary Ellen Withrow, she's a smart woman, and I'm not saying the president was, but he was not a very good president. He just had a lot of flaws about him, and I don't think we should honor him.
Listen, they all have flaws.
Yeah, we all have flaws.
I know we all have flaws.
Just the fact he was the president, he's deserving of the honor. Whether he was a good president, a mediocre president, or a terrible president, he was the president.
So you just felt it's because he was the president?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that's going a long way.
Well, that's fair enough. I mean, I understand what you guys' point of view is, but my point of view is I just don't.
What did he do that was horrible, in your opinion, that disgraces him having a statue? He wasn't impeached. He didn't resign. I mean, we've got several presidents now who've been impeached.
I mean, he did. He had a few good things. He allowed women to vote. I mean, that's when.
Well, that came before him. He was the first president to have women vote. But he did create the VA.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, I think that should be remembered.
I mean, don't get me wrong. There's a lot of presidents that.
Are you just talking about his peccadilloes that are the problem?
Yeah, and then.
Well, if we didn't have those peccadilloes, we wouldn't have the grandson.
Scott would have
no show.
An hour with nothing to talk about.
I'd have no show Wednesday. We can't have that.
I don't know. I just think, you know.
No, seriously, is that what we're saying? Affairs, his personal life, disqualify him.
In my kind of like in my book.
Because an affair is horrible.
Yeah, I don't believe in affairs.
Well, I think they happen.
Yeah, I know they happen.
So, I don't know. I don't think that's right. I think, you know, I don't think an affair should... You shouldn't have one. It's certainly not the best thing to do, but I don't know that it should disqualify you from... your life.
Not a job requirement in the Constitution if you're going to run for president.
That's true. Man alive. Half of them would be disqualified.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. What do you think, Matt? Should a picadillo, an extracurricular activity, mar your whole professional life?
I don't think so. I think that, so long as, like, everybody is doing what everybody wants to do.
He was doing what he wanted to do.
He
was in the closet. Well, now what difference does it make if he was in the closet or in the hotel?
Or the swimming pool.
The swimming pool?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hardy didn't have a swimming pool, did he? The Hardy Hotel? Never mind.
But he was in the White House.
No, I mean, but he was at the Hardy Hotel at one time or another.
No, the Harding Hotel was built after he died. It was just named for him. Yeah.
I thought it was here when he was
there. I didn't even know there was a Harding Hotel.
Well, people used to live in the Harding Hotel, though.
Boy, if we aren't praising the president tonight, man alive!
Not only was there a Harding Hotel, but it still exists today.
Where?
On Center Street. Just drive down Center Street.
It's down there.
And it's the tallest building in Marion.
Right across from the palace.
Tallest building in Marion. Harding Hotel.
Okay.
You want to go down there afterward? We can go toilet paper the place. And Sean, you can bash out all the windows because you have a anger with President Harding.
Riot.
And the person that played his wife.
Yeah.
I chose Cleveland for that one.
Just spray paint on the windows. Cheater. No, we should honor the man, and I think we should honor the man on Wednesday. The whole town should have shut down as far as I'm concerned. We should all get a local holiday for President Harding.
Throw like a
I really
festival.
Am surprised that they're not doing something. They've got this presentation Wednesday night, but I really can't believe that the city of Marion isn't doing something for the 100th anniversary of his death.
Yes, the end of his presidency, the end of it all.
Well, I mean, I won't show up to it, but...
Well, you can't, because they're not doing anything.
Oh, they're not? Oh, I thought you said they were doing
anything. Well, I mean, they're doing a presentation that night.
Why does an affair mean so much?
Yeah, I mean, if that's your criteria, then you got to throw out F. Kennedy's
presidency. You got to throw out your statue.
You know,
of Donald Trump.
Yeah, you got to throw out the Clinton statue.
Eisenhower.
So
Johnson.
And you know, if the truth be known, it's probably going to be more than half the presidents if we knew the truth.
Oh, I understand that. I just say in this town personally, because he was from, well, not really from Mary, but he came here and did his speeches and bought the house for Florence. You know, that Harding home was actually bought for Florence.
Well, that.
Well, he did a good thing for her then, didn't he?
Yeah.
So he's not all bad.
Yeah.
Not all bad. I'm not saying, but, you know, but he went around behind her back and, you know.
Listen, we talked about affairs on this show not too long ago.
He got some tail behind her back.
Run that by me again, what? He did what?
He got some tail behind her back.
Got some tail behind her back. Okay, well, let me write that down. So what? President Harding got some tail behind her back. Okay, well, there we go. I'll make sure I ask him that on Wednesday. Tell me about the tail you got behind your wife's back. Okay, Matt, what do you think? What's your feeling on a president getting tail behind the wife's back? Lord!
I mean, it has nothing to do with his presidency. Nothing he did... as president had anything to do with it.
You know what? We need some happiness. Probably.
Folgers in your cup. The best part of waking up is
this scintillating conversation we're having here on WGH Talk. Apparently, President Harding should not have a statue in Marion because...
Well, because I think he...
Just let it out like you did before. Say the phrase.
Well, that he had a lot of stuff in the closet. And then he also...
Closets were full. He didn't clean his closets out very often.
I'm not saying he did not do enough for the city or for the you know, as president. He did a lot of good stuff, you know. But my personal belief, I just don't think in this town, I don't think we should honor him because...
But you're not going to say the phrase again.
What's that?
That he got...
He got what?
He got some...
Tail?
There you go. Behind her back.
Yeah, he cheated on her a lot behind her back.
Okay.
And I don't think it's right.
All right, Matt. What do you think? This hour's just flown by with historical preference and scintillation.
Like I said earlier, I don't think that the affairs that he had anything to do with how good of a president he was or anything he did while he was in office. I think he established...
He was staying pretty busy in the closet at the White House.
Will you stop with the closet? We don't know how many times he was in the closet.
I'm telling you. That's how he got Nan Britton and everybody else in the... There you go.
Have you been saving this up for the 100th death?
No, I'm just...
Why desecrate the man on the anniversary?
Think about it. You know, Carrie Phillips.
Yes.
We're going to bring her up because she got a lot of letters from him.
Yes, she did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was in her attic. They found them.
Yeah.
So there you go. There's another mistress right there.
Okay.
And who knows how many...
I don't know if it's a mistress because I thought a mistress you take care of. I thought that's what makes a mistress.
Mistress is like a second wife.
Well, so what's that?
More, it's like a second wife without the paperwork. It's like a secret second wife.
Well, I guess I don't.
Or I guess just secret wife in general.
Like somebody that you're taking care of.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I'm saying.
Without,
I think you have to find... A mistress is somebody you're financially taking care of, and I don't think Harding financially took care of any of these women.
I have no...
Isn't that what a mistress means? That's the difference between an affair and a mistress, right?
That's what I thought.
So he didn't have any mistresses. He had affairs, but no mistresses.
I don't know. We don't know for sure if he gave money to Carrie Phillips.
You don't think she'd have kept the checks? The letters.
We don't know. We don't know for sure what all he did.
Well, they'd have had to pass through a bank. I'm sure somebody would have checked that.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. Maybe so.
But your point is...
The point is what?
He should not... We'll get on track here. He should not have a statue because of his extramarital affairs.
Correct.
Nothing...
No, and plus, I mean, he was not a very good president.
Well, how are you going to measure that?
It's hard to make.
We're getting an opinion by you from somebody listening out here in listener land. We need a Harding statue for sure. We have the Cardinals.
What is
up with those Cardinals? They need to tear those Cardinals down.
What's wrong with the Cardinals?
They're just annoying. It's all get out.
What if they don't do anything? How are they annoying?
I don't know.
They just
eyesores.
And why would they take them out?
It'd
be a waste of money. They just put them there.
They were hand-painted by local artists.
I know, I understand, but I just don't think why we had to put all those up around town.
You don't like
it. It was
the
to
arts,
increase. It was supposed to increase tourism in downtown Marion.
Oh, is that what it was supposed to do?
It's supposedly.
Oh.
I don't know that it did.
I don't think so either. I don't think it did either. I don't think it did anything. Did it do anything, Pastor, for the town?
Well, sure, yeah. It attracted me to come into town a couple of Saturdays.
Did you find them all?
Yeah, I found them all.
Oh, okay.
I found them all the first time without the map, and then I went and got a map and found them all again.
There you go.
There you go. That's good. To me, I just think it was a waste of money. But, and that's just my personal opinion.
Well,
wasn't the money donated from businesses?
Well, it was part of the local. There was a grant of money, and I don't know specifically the source or whether it was donations or whatever. But it wasn't like taxpayer money went for it, so there was no taxpayer money.
No taxpayer money.
No.
Okay.
It's just part of the arts.
Okay.
I'd like to go visit a statue of Warren G. Harding. I don't think everything should be focused in on his grave site or the home. I think there should be a place where you can go and honor the man as a statue.
Then why don't we put up a statue that the guy that found, what's his name, Eber, or whatever his name is, that found Marion?
Eber Baker.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think he went as far as President Harding did.
But he found Marion. He should be
well, it was really here. He just kind of incorporated the area.
Well, you know what I'm saying, though? I mean...
Well, if you want to see him, just drive over to the Quarry Cemetery.
I can't find him because...
You just walk around. He's there. You'll start to feel him while you're there. You'll feel his presence.
Okay.
We've got a top 10 list coming up next hour, and guess what? It has to do with President Harding. Laddie Boy.
The top 10 lists are always nice.
That's a real tragedy, is that Laddie Boy's dog collar has not returned. But by the way, there's a $5,000 reward for the return of President Harding's dog collar.
You know, call me up.
For what?
Do you have it?
No, I had to tell the person out there if they knew it, call me up.
Oh.
You know. What are you going to do with it?
What I'm going to do with it, we'll turn it in and get the, you know, money.
Well, I think they'd probably want to turn it in.
Huh?
I think they would probably want to turn it in.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'll turn it in to me and I'll turn it into the thing and they can give them the money.
But you don't know who has the money.
Well, I'm just asking whoever's out there if they call me. Because they don't call you, they don't like you.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Well, they'll never build a statue of me. I'll never get a statue here in Marion. I think I should have a statue.
You think you should have a statue?
You think you should have a statue?
I think I should have a statue here in Marion.
Well, we do know you've never been married, so we don't have to worry about you having extramarital affairs.
No extramarital affairs.
So what would you want your statue at?
We got to convince the cemetery to put it next to the Gypsy Queen.
Yeah, right there, next to the Gypsy Queen.
But that would imply you're dead.
Oh, yeah, I don't want to die. No, I want to be alive when my statue gets put up.
Why not out here, right out here on South Prospect?
South Prospect, right here at the hub.
Yeah.
I should be down here at the hub. That way when you have to choose if you're going to stay on Prospect or you're going to go to Delaware Avenue, I want to be where Washington crosses the Delaware. I want to be right over there where Washington crosses the Delaware. That's where the Scott Spears statue should be. I think that's what it should be.
Yeah, that makes sense.
You see it?
Yeah.
Would you vote for it?
I would, yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
What do you think, Sean?
Statue of you?
Yeah.
No, I see you enough.
You don't have to go by it to go look.
Just drive around the block to avoid it.
Yeah.
No,
I don't know where Washington crosses the Delaware.
No jokes aside, I think you should have a statue of yourself because you have the power in this town.
Thank you. Yeah. I can have the power. That's right. I can shut this place down. There's going to be a President Harding statue one day. I bet there will be.
I don't know.
When you run for mayor.
Why do people have to die to get a statue? I don't like that. That's a whole other thing.
Because we don't care about people when they're alive, and then they die, and we're like, man, that person was actually kind of useful.
Yeah. But
if they were going to put a statue, why don't they just, like, mess it? Put it over by the home in the whatever they call that
place. Well, because we already go to the home for the Harding. It should be in a place that is not designated for him right now.
Right.
So make a third memorial to Harding?
Well, it's not a memorial. It's a place to celebrate and see what the man looked like. There's really no place to see what the man looked like unless you come in here Wednesday when he's here.
Can you not just look up Warren G. Harding?
Yes, but I'm saying to go get the look of the man, you know, we should have a statue and standing there right next to his wife.
That'd be nice.
At the Harding Memorial?
No, down where the Marion Star used to be when he ran it.
That building's all... Jack, it's all messed up right now.
Well, he didn't have to go in it, just in front of it. Whatever. I'm done with this hour. We're coming back with a whole other hour of top 10 list. Oh, man, get some cheese dip and some Fritos and come back with us in 15 minutes. Here comes news and weather on WGH Talk. We're back in 15.
387-9050.
Don't miss the Dublin Irish Festival, August 4th through 6th. Celebrate all things Irish with live music, dance, great food and more. Get your tickets at DublinIrishFestival.org before July 23rd to save. Sláinte.